Jess in with you this morning. Now, it's been a little while since we've caught up with the guys from the Cancer Council, but Glenn Parsons joins me in the studio. Glenn, how are you doing?
Good morning, Jess. I'm very well.
It's great to see you in the flesh.
Oh, COVID. Hasn't COVID done a job on us? But it's fantastic to be here and really appreciate you guys having us in. You know, it's great to give our information out to the community. If it can just help one person, that's what we aim for. So, yeah, thank you again.
That's all right. My pleasure. And, of course, even though COVID's been happening, a lot of things have stopped and been a standstill, but Cancer Council and what you do certainly isn't one of them. Let's start locally. There are some great programs. Transport to Treatment is one of those.
Absolutely, Jess. So our transport never stopped, and hats go off to our transport providers in Our Care and Transcare, and also the guys out at Merriwar, the non-emergency medical transport out there. They didn't stop. They got people to treatment. You know, I was saying to someone just the other day, if we as a community and an organisation like Cancer Council, if there's just one thing we can do for people going through a cancer experience is get them to treatment and let the specialists do their job, that's what we'll do. So thankfully, we've set up some wonderful partnerships there, and they're free. You know, it's free transport to treatment. They fill out some paperwork, they get assessed, and away it goes from there. So anywhere in the Upper Hunter, they can do that. So if you live at Murrundi or Blandford, some of those outlying areas, even Merriwar, Cassless, you know, we can get you picked up, taken to any treatment centre in New South Wales. So it's fantastic service. So, yeah.
It's an unreal service, and something else that you do a lot of as well is financial support.
Oh, absolutely. So we know that there is a financial burden, if you like, or cost for medication when it comes to cancer. Not all things are free there. Although chemotherapy, we were able to manage to get free chemotherapy, intravenous chemotherapy some years ago. But, you know, if you've got to buy medication from a chemist or wherever that may be, we can help out with the likes of light bills or gas or water bills or even prescription glasses, rego for the car, and we make available initial amount of $350 to help someone out, and then we reassess from there.
Yeah.
We've got a host of other things too, Jess. We've got legal and financial services, so if someone wants to get a will created or they need to work out their powers of attorney, and we know some people have a terminal diagnosis, so they might have to access their get early access to their superannuation, and we can help with that. So they're pro bono services or free services. It's only a matter of contacting Cancer Council on 13 11 20, and we can start that ball rolling.
Yeah, exactly. And screening, let's talk about that. Bowel cancer is a big one. Unfortunately, we've seen, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people drop off from A, just going and visiting their doctor in general, but B, going and getting these very important screening tests.
Absolutely, Jess. And one thing, I suppose, that we've found, as you mentioned, we've been asked to stay inside and bunker down, and that's great. That was great advice to try and keep this pandemic in check. But we know that people have sort of suffered and they haven't been getting their screening, so they haven't been going to a GP and saying, hey, look, I've got this happening with my body. I need a bowel cancer check, or what is happening with my body, or I've got a family history of bowel cancer. I need to get screened. So I really, really implore people, don't put it off any longer. Have a conversation with your GP about bowel cancer and bowel cancer screening, especially if you're in that age group of 50 to 74.
Yeah.
We get a bowel cancer kit sent out in the mail free of charge from the government, so every 2 years, please reach out and get that done. And, of course, skin cancer and melanoma.
Yeah.
It's not going away, Jess.
And going into summer too.
Simple fact is we're having this lovely, lovely rain. I heard the general manager of Singleton urging for more rain for the catchment areas, and I really, really hope it does. But the simple fact is it's going to get hotter. We're going to come through a really nasty summer, I suppose, again. We need to check our skin, and we need to talk to our GP about that and get those skin cancer checks. Melanoma is a real killer. If it gets in your bloodstream, the outcomes are not good. So please, guys, if you just do one thing, bowel cancer screening and skin cancer melanoma checks must be paramount for us.
Yep. Exactly. And of course, if you want information on any of the other services that you have as well, which is a myriad of them, you can give yourself a call, give Cancer Council a call.
Absolutely. So the one-stop number, I suppose, is 13 11 20. That's straight to our information support line, and they can unpack and unravel what's going on in your life if you've been diagnosed, or if you're a family member, you can also make that call on that person's behalf. Get all that information and filter that through, even set some services up. So we don't just want the person diagnosed with cancer doing that. You know, it's a family thing. We need to come together when someone's doing it a bit tough, and we can sort that out for them.
Exactly. And there's heaps of information on your website as well. So make sure if you need assistance, reach out. There is plenty of it there. Glenn, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for the invitation, Jess.